Trying to find a house when it does not have an address? Well, on the Navajo Nation, that's a pretty common scenario. A real physical address is rare. Now, though, that's beginning to change. Reporter Carrie Young of member station KJZZ, where I am this morning, has the story.
Paula So lives in a pale blue house at the end of an unpaved driveway. She and her family have set up four homes and a traditional structure known as a hogan in this plot of windswept land in northwestern New Mexico. So has lived in this area for years and knows it well. But for out-of-towners, finding her house can be a challenge.
My nephew had a girlfriend, and I explained the place. You have to give like 1.5 miles off the road of 5020, but still, they don't find the road.
The girlfriend didn't find So's house with those directions and ended up 20 miles down the road. While So can laugh at that situation, she's concerned this kind of confusion could happen when an ambulance needs to find her home.
We didn't know whether if they could find this place or even if the police or anybody could find this place.
But that won't be the case for long. MC Baldwin and his team with the Navajo Nation Rural Addressing Authority are at So's house today, recording her information.
We're doing your sister-in-law's house, right?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work to issue an address. First, officials have to drive on tribal roads and find people's homes.
5100, left side, about 2 addressable structures.
But not every structure qualifies for an address, like abandoned homes or sheds. Jesse Delmar is the tribe's public safety director. He says the lack of home addresses is problematic for his department because the reservation spans more than 27,000 square miles, an area about the size of West Virginia.
And you have people living at every point, and that's the biggest challenge, is trying to find some of these homes, which are way out in the country.
He adds the issue is compounded by the fact that the Navajo Nation doesn't have an official 911 system. Calls can get rerouted to systems hundreds of miles away. But here's the bigger problem. The computer system at the Rural Addressing Authority isn't talking to emergency responders' computers yet. And that's something Navajo Nation Vice President Jonathan Nez says his administration is hoping to correct.
We are looking at ways to bridge the communication barriers between all divisions, not just public safety, but like our Navajo Tribal Utility Authority, our community health representatives.
Back in the blustery open space of northwestern New Mexico, Paula So is starting to get excited about the benefits that her new physical address will bring, like package delivery for her nephew.
He's always getting stuff, you know, delivered, but he doesn't get it delivered here. He gets it delivered at another aunt's house, so that this would be, you know, a big help.
Having an address also makes it easier for residents of the Navajo Nation to qualify for a home loan and register to vote. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Young.
Thank you.